someone asks me to speak on God's unfailing love. I just want to open in prayer as the Lord just kind of guides us and leads us. Amen. Father, we give you glory and we give you honor. We thank you, God, that you are here with us and that you will be glorified, mighty God. Father, I pray that we'll be those who experience your love, not just know that you love us, but to experience your love, oh God. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God will give you praise. Hallelujah. Your love is unfailing, mighty God. Father, we just want to honor you that your love never fails. Your love never fails, Jesus. Your love never fails. Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. I see a picture. And as I look upon the cross, I see Jesus. And we ask ourselves, what is love? What does love look like? And I just want to direct you to the cross. I just want you to see a picture of a man who left heaven, who left his father's side, all for the sake of love. And there is Jesus on the cross, and his arms are wide open, and he's bleeding, and he's bleeding. But before we even get to that, I just like to imagine God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they're just there. And I always think to myself that, why did Jesus left glory to come and take the form of man to suffer? But that Jesus desired us. Jesus desired people. He desired a bride. And so Jesus decided that he was going to leave glory. And he was going to come down and he was going to suffer. So that he could have your heart. So that he could have my heart. All for the sake of love. And I just want to carry you through this little journey. And I want to just make it as real as possible. Here is Jesus. And I remember when I was thinking about this to myself, I'm like, oh my God. God, you're so good. You're so kind. But here is Jesus. Young people, here is Jesus. And he comes to the earth. And he comes for the lost and he comes for the sinner. And they say, alright. They had the option. They might go free a man. And they say, alright, we have crucified Jesus. He did them no harm. The ones that he came to save were the very same ones that crucified him. But I like to put myself in the picture. And I like to just imagine what Jesus was doing just for me. And so I imagine him, the King of Glory. Let's just understand who he is a little bit. Lest we lose sight of this big picture. That the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, he created the world. By him and for him everything was made. And without him nothing was made that was made. He fashioned and he formed everything, you and me. And then he come to creation to save us because of the fall of men, because of sin. And I like to just imagine Jesus. And he's walking and he's talking and he's ministering to the people. And the people, yes, they are receiving the word. But these are the very same people who turn against him. And as they turn against him, he still continue to love them. And they ridicule him. Oh yes, my boy, you're the King of the Jews. Save yourself now. But Jesus' mind, his focus was on me, it was on you. And I imagine him being beaten. And I want you to just walk with me here in this journey. And I like to just, I'm going to put myself in this picture. And I just imagine Jesus with me. And they are beating him. They said that he received 39 lashes. And they were just beating him. And I just imagine him being beaten and receiving everything. But he was looking. down to eternity. And he saw Ricardo. He saw you and he saw me. And with every lash that he was receiving, and his with every pain that he was feeling, he was thinking about you, he was thinking about me. And let's imagine, this is a King of Glory. And I just can't imagine Jesus being beaten. And he's crawling and they're just whipping him. But the Son of Man, because of love, his unfailing love, he was like, one day I'm going to have Ricardo's heart. One day I'm going to have you. I'm going to have you. And he's there and he's just receiving it. Just imagine him being beaten. But he has something that he's looking at. And he looks and he says, all right, Ricardo, they might grow up in the church, but you have to leave church. So I'm telling you about my life now. All right. But unless I do this, Ricardo won't be saved. Ricardo won't come into the full knowledge of my love. And so they continue to mock him. And they spit on him. They spat on him. But in his mind, he was thinking about Ricardo. He was saying that I must do this. That yes, Ricardo, I'm going to see. I see at a point in your life, you're going to be struggling. But my love never fails. It knows no boundaries. It knows no limits. And he continues. And as they say, all right, we're going to crucify him. And he's carrying the cross. And he's there. And it is so heavy. And they're just mocking him. And they're beating him. But before him was Ricardo. Before him was you. In his eyes, he's looking down. And I'm like, yes. The word is going to be preached one day. And they will accept.